Many questions will be posed during the next hour, but one is more important than all the others. Can any of today's players land this jackpot counter and the £10,000 that goes with it? Time to find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players, all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Kev, I'm a fast food restaurant manager and I'm from Essex.
I'm Debbie, I'm a singer and I'm from Portsmouth.
I'm Thomas and I'm a medical student from Cardiff.
I'm Gwenda, a retired English teacher from West Yorkshire.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you'll have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into the machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which, of course, come with a bonus prize. But also nestled in the machine, we have two double counters. If one of those falls for you, it doubles the entire value of your drop. As always, the person with the lowest score will be eliminated from the game with absolutely nothing. So keep your eyes on the double counters because they can make all the difference. Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. The children's TV character Peppa Pig is predominantly which colour? Debbie.
Pink.
She is pink. Debbie, would you like to play or pass?
First one I'm going to play.
OK, where are you going to go?
Why not? Drop zone one, please.
Light up drop zone one for Debbie. How's that, Deb? Is that what you wanted it?
I have no idea. It's kind of in line with the nice thing that says times two at the bottom.
The double.
So let's see. Yeah, the double.
Come on now, let's get them over. Oh, it could be good, this, Debbie.
Probably not.
Nice, good shove. Very nice. Debbie, four across the tipping point, which is £200. But, of course, you've got your hands on the double counter. So we can double that up, give you another £200. That's 400 quid with one drop. It's a very nice first drop. Let's take it and put it into your bank. So you've got £400, you've got two counters left to play. Next question. Doncaster Rovers and Yeovil Town are English teams in which sport? Kev.
Football.
They are football teams, yes, Kev. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
Where are you going to go?
I'll give Drop Zone 1 a try, please.
All right, some more action for Drop Zone 1. Load it up, please.
Oh, not looking too bad.
Bouncy drop. Let's get those two over there. Go on, over you go.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, go on.
Oh! Just the one, so £50 for that silver counter across the tipping point.
That's a start.
Let's take it and put it into your bank. It is indeed a start, Kev. You've got two counters and 50 quid. Next question. Which British Prime Minister famously said, "You turn if you want to, the lady's not for turning"? Gwenda.
Margaret Thatcher.
It was Margaret Thatcher, yes. Would you like to play or pass, Gwenda?
I'll play, please.
OK, where are you going to go?
Drop zone one.
Light up drop zone one for Gwenda. Kev's made them look very attractive, hasn't he? Can you get at them, Gwenda, when you're ready? Let's slide it in. Yep, put it down. What do you think?
Possibly.
Oh no, Gwenda. They're just hanging on. They aren't going to fall. So, Gwenda, you're down to two counters. Next question. In the words of the children's song Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, the star is likened to which precious gemstone? Gwenda.
Diamond.
Yes, like a diamond in the sky. Gwenda, would you like to play again?
Yes, please. Drop zone number one.
Drop zone one for Gwenda. Yeah, nice quick drop settle. Yep, you got something there, Gwenda. Are they going to go this time? Yep. That's two counters, so £100. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So that puts you behind Debbie, but ahead of Kev on £100. Gwenda, you've got one counter left to play. Next question. The government of Catalonia has announced it will hold a referendum on independence from which European country? Gwenda.
Spain.
Yes, it is Spain. Now, Gwenda, would you like to play or pass?
Play, please.
OK, where are you going to play?
One again, please.
Fire up drop zone one. This is your last counter, Gwenda. You've got drop zone one fever. Can you get something out? Let's see. Bouncy drop, got it down. What do you think, Gwenda? Any good?
think I was a bit late. Pressing.
She got it flat, though. Question, can you get something over? There's a bit of a gap there, isn't there? Oh, Wenda, no. So you set up that shelf, but nothing's going to fall for you, I'm afraid. So that's your last counter into the machine. You've got yourself £100. Gwenda, for the time being, though, you are out of the round. OK, Kev, you've got two counters left for £50. Debbie, you've got two counters with £400. Thomas, you've got three counters left. Next question. In which part of the human body is the ulna bone? Thomas.
Forearm.
It is, yes. Forearm, lower arm, the arm. Very impressive, Thomas. Would you like to play or pass?
Could I play, please, and go with drop zone one?
Yes, of course you can. Light it up, please. So, Gwenda's put a load into drop zone one. Then you take advantage here, Thomas. Oh, that's a quick, rapid drop.
That still looks good.
Hopefully get something down here.
Really hectic settle.
That does look good.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah,
there you go. Well done.
Thomas, four across the tipping point, £200 right there. Let's take that and put it into your bank. That puts you into second on £200. You've still got two counters left to play. Next question. A duckling is the young of which aquatic bird? Debbie.
A duck?
Yes. Debbie, would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to feel the love for drop zone two this
Let's have
time.
Some drop zone two action.
Yes.
Light it up, please.
Takes me back to my childhood with the two peas.
Let's see how successful.
Ooh, no, that's probably just going to set it up nicely for someone else. Oh, I might get one. Oh, that's not happy.
£150 across the tipping point there, Debbie.
That's not bad, is it?
It's good for you right now. Let's take it and put it into your bank. That puts you on £550 with one counter left to play. Next question. Eric Banner, Edward Norton, and Mark Ruffalo have all played Dr. Bruce Banner in films featuring which green... Kev.
The Incredible Hulk.
Superhero, yes. The Incredible Hulk, Kev. Do you want to play or pass?
I think I'll have a go at Drop Zone 1, just because there's a few on the top shelf that might drop.
They do look nice, don't they? Line up Drop Zone 1 for us, please. With the seventh counter into Drop Zone 1. Come down that right-hand side, Kev. That's where you're after. Over you go.
Ooh. Not looking
too
good.
You might get a few over. You might do.
Possibly.
Ooh. Oh, it's gone flat. You're all right.
Go on, give him a shove.
Oh, that looks good.
Hey.
Three, Kevin, across the tipping point, £150. Let's take that and put it into your bank. Kev, that takes you up to £200. So you draw level with Thomas. You've got one counter left. Next question. Which wizard, created by J.K. Rowling, has a... Thomas.
Harry Potter.
Has a lightning-shaped scar on his forehead. We know the Harry Potter stuff. Thomas, would you like to play or pass?
Could I play, please, and go with Drop Zone 2?
Yes, light up Drop Zone 2, please.
Oh, I think I'm on.
Oh, that looks good.
Just it out. And set it up nicely. But they aren't going to drop either, Thomas. So you're down to your last counter. Next question. Curly Whirly, Crunchy and Whisper are all chocolate bars made by which? Debbie.
Cadbury's.
Which UK company? Of course it is, Cadbury's.
A woman that's not going to know about chocolate brands.
Funny that, isn't it? Debbie, you've got one counter left. Would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to feel the love for Drop Zone 2 again,
okay,
I think, Ben.
OK, light it up, please.
Come on, Drop Zone 2, be good to me.
There you go.
That looks
good.
Yeah, there's a nice broad shove coming.
Yeah.
Well done, Debbie.
I'm happy.
Six across the tipping point. £300. There we are. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So your last counter into the machine. Debbie, you finish up with £850. Well done. For the time being, though, you're out of the round. It's just the two boys left in. Kevin Thomas, next question for you guys. Which of the emergency services are paramedics most associated with? Kev.
Ambulance.
Yep. No problems there, Kev. Do you want to play or pass?
I'll play and I'll try Drop Zone 2 and hope that I can get them few at the bottom.
Yeah. Light up Drop Zone 2, please. Tipping point on the right. It's the top shelf on the left, though, isn't it?
All right, come on.
On the right.
Oh, it might work.
Will
it just... the middle one, Kev.
Hopefully.
You're going to go flat. Oh,
oh no.
riding and all.
Ugly ride of that one, Kev, I'm afraid.
Yep.
Nothing for your last drop. Little nudge, but no more than that. So, Kevin, you stay on £200. You're out of counters for the time being. You're out of the round.
Okay.
Thomas, just you left in because it is just you. You don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to this question. You need to do it in the allotted time. So, if you're not sure, try and have a guess.
Okay.
Gwenda, you need Tom to get this wrong to have a chance of going through to the next round. On UK registered vehicles, what colour is the background of the front number plate?
White.
It is white, yes, well done, Thomas. Gwenda, I'm afraid that means you'll be going home.
Oh, how look.
Thomas, you get another counter to put into the machine. Where are you going to put it?
There's quite a few on the top shelf of Drop Zone 2, so I think I'll stick there, please.
OK, Ben. Light up Drop Zone 2, please. Bouncy old drop.
Oh, looking
That's
good,
That's where
Tom.
I wanted it, so fingers crossed.
Nice and flat as well. Give it a shove. Oh, you got the mystery. Not as many fell as I thought. Oh, and no more to add either, Thomas. So you stay on £200. It's going to be enough, though, at the end of the round. Debbie is way out in the lead with £850, ahead of both Kev and Thomas, who have £200. Gwenda, sadly, that means with just £100, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
It's been fun.
So join us after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Kev, Debbie and Thomas have all survived to play round two. In this round, they each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counter. There's one left in the machine. The player with the lowest score at the end of this round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. Debbie, you are our leader, so it's up to you. Would you like to face the machine first, or would you like to ask one of the boys to go? How do you think the machine's looking?
I think I'm going to share the love with Drop Zone 2 and I'm going to go for it.
OK, 30 seconds for you then, Debbie. Every time you get the right answer, I'll give you another counter for the machine. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. You ready? 30 seconds for Debbie, please. Your time starts now. What word usually describes sliced bread that has been browned on both
Toast.
Sides? Correct. Footballer Peter Crouch began his senior career at which Premier League
Pass.
Football club? Tottenham Hotspur. What does the G stand for in the UK intelligence agency, GCHQ?
Pass.
Government. Which 1961 Disney animated film features the characters Pongo and Perdita?
101 Dalmatians.
Correct. In the Twilight series of films, what type of mythical creature is Edward Cullen?
He's a vampire.
Correct. Discovered in 1806, which chemical element was formerly called natrium?
Pass.
Sodium. A bat mitzvah is a coming-of-age ceremony for girls in which religion?
Judaism.
Yes, it is. Out of time for that one, unfortunately, Debbie. Three right answers, Debbie.
Thank you.
Three counters put into the machine. Where do you want to start?
Drop Zone 2, I
Light
think,
up, Drop Zone 2.
Come on, Drop Zone 2. I'm feeling the love.
How's that?
Oh, if
Debbie?
It goes flat, I'm happy, but it might ride. It might, you know.
Oh, it's flat. It might just slide into that hole at the back. Yeah,
oh,
it did.
You evil thing.
A little nudge, but not much more. You've set it up nicely. Two
I
to go.
Have. I shall stay there. I shall stay with Drop Zone 2 because
Light
I
up
think
Drop Zone 2.
The love is there. Try and be tactical about this. You go that way, and then you come back. Come on, I'm being nice to you. Oh, what are you doing?
That's Drop Zone 1.
Oh, OK.
Got a few there, though. Might work out.
Oh, well, that's just cruel.
Debbie! So, Debbie, that's one across the tipping point. They're all hanging over the edge, but just the one fell. That's £50. You've got one more to put in.
I'm going to stick with Drop Zone 2.
Light up Drop Zone 2, please. No, hanging about.
Oh, it's completely the wrong side.
What do you reckon, though? That might be all right.
No. I don't think that's going to do much for me at all.
Do you not? She's got no faith in your machine.
No. Oh!
Seemingly rightly so.
Oh, well.
Debbie, so... You had a nice lead over the boys.
I did.
You've only been able to extend it by £50. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You're up to £900. And then we come to the gents. Now, Kev, Thomas, you both have £200. But, Kev, by virtue of the fact that you answered the question before Thomas in the last round, you get the choice. Would you like to face the machine next, or would you like Thomas to go?
Looking the way that Drop Zone 1 and 2 are at the bottom, I think I'll have to go next.
OK. 30 seconds for Kev, please. Your time starts now. A pianist is someone who plays what musical instrument?
Piano.
Correct. In 1836, Texas achieved independence from which Latin American country?
Pass.
Mexico. Fast and slow twitch are terms applied to which tissue of the human body?
Pass.
Muscle. In 2009, singer Susan Boyle was a finalist on which TV talent show?
Britain's Got Talent.
Correct. Which British queen was nicknamed the Grandmother of Europe?
Elizabeth.
Queen Victoria. Lucius, Quintus, Martius and Mutius are sons of which Shakespearean title character?
Othello.
Titus Andronicus. So, Kev, you've got two right. Where are you going to go?
Oh, it's definitely going to have to be Drop Zone 2, I think.
OK. Light up Drop Zone 2. 14 counters to catch Debbie.
Not a lot, then.
You could be there. Look, you know, that's a good start,
that's
Kev.
Not bad.
Get a few over.
Oh, that's going to knock
we'll
a lot.
See. Go on.
Yeah.
There you go, see?
Kev, that's 8 across the tipping point with your first drop. A very, very nice £400. And you've got one more to put in as well.
It'll have to be Drop Zone 2 again, I think, Ben.
Fire up Drop Zone 2 for Kev.
Could have been at the other end. Lucky.
We'll see.
Oh, Kev.
You set it up for Thomas.
I know. Typical.
Hopefully.
That top shelf all the way along looks pretty tasty, Kev. Nothing's going to fall for you now, though. So we take the 400 quid and put it into your bank. And that's £600 for you. Well done.
Thank you.
So, Thomas, just you left in now. 30 seconds for Thomas, please. Your time starts now. The word tux is a shortened form...
Tuxedo.
Correct. What name is usually given to a plant that retains green leaves throughout the year?
Deciduous.
Evergreen. In Greek mythology, who went in search of the golden fleece?
Chaucer.
Jason. Carpenters and joiners traditionally work and construct objects made from which material?
Word.
Correct. The financial abbreviation APR stands for...
Annual percentage rate.
Correct. By what stage name is comedian and actor Jim Moyer better known?
Jimmy Carr.
Vic Reeves. In Cockney rhyming slang, what part of a roast dinner is the Army and Navy?
Gravy.
Correct. Four correct answers, Thomas. You've got four counters to put into the machine. Where are you going to go?
Could I start, please, with Drop Zone 2?
You can. Light up Drop Zone 2, please. 8 catches Kev here, Thomas. A little bit of spin on that.
It's OK, I think.
You like that one?
It's
all about riding, didn't it? There you go. It could be really good.
Tom, that's brilliant.
Okay.
That's good.
Brilliant.
So, Thomas, 5 counters with your first drop. Very well done. £250. Where next?
There's still quite a few, I think, in Drop Zone 2, so I'll stick with that, please, Ben.
Fire up Drop Zone 2, please. 3 more draws your level with Kev. More central.
Flat.
That's looking good.
Is it? You're going to get it. Oh, yes. That'll be enough.
Well done.
Kev, I think that means you're going home.
It does.
Thomas, that's another 8 across the tipping point, so another £400. So we're up to £650. That does mean Kev's going to be going home, and you're now just £50 short of Debbie as well. You've also won yourself a mystery prize. You've won yourself a PGA golf lesson courtesy of wish.co.uk.
Oh, that is brilliant. I like playing golf in my spare time. So
wonderful
stuff. That'd be an excellent, excellent prize. Thank you.
2 more to put into the machine, Thomas.
Drop Zone 2 has been quite lucky for me so far, so I'm going to stick with Drop Zone 2, please.
OK, line up Drop Zone 2. Yes. Oh, no,
it's gone over.
I thought that was going to be on the money. Right, it's down. Can you get some movement on Drop Zone 3? There's a few hanging over there. Just slid alongside it.
Oh, but you've set that up.
Go on now.
Oh.
Just took a little bounce up, didn't it?
Yeah, not to worry.
Last counter now, then, Thomas. Where do you want to put it?
Go on, I will carry on. Last counter in Drop Zone 2, please.
OK, let's light it up, please. One more out to your level with Debbie.
Oh, you're going to do it.
That's looking better.
Yeah, good lad.
Is it going to go flat?
No!
Oh, no.
Can you get
it? You might be all right. It might push the other one.
Bit of a nudge. Nope.
Oh,
just up and over. Curse those riders. So, Thomas, £650. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. And it's very, very close. But at the end of the round, Debbie is still leading with £900. Thomas is just behind there with £850. Kev, I'm afraid that means with £600 we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thanks very much, Ben.
So it's Debbie and Thomas who will be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Tipping Point. Just two players remain, Debbie and Thomas. Very well done to both of you for getting this far. Debbie, not that much joy in the last round, but you are still leading.
Just.
You in a band, Debbie?
Well, I'm in several different things.
Several different things?
Several different things. There's a 60s band, okay. There's a tribute duo, which is, we call ourselves the Blues Brothers by the Disco Divas, and we are a female act that do one half of our show as the Disco Divas.
Yes.
And then as the other half of the show, we get to dress up as men and be the Blues Brothers.
Wow, which do you enjoy more?
The Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
It's much more liberating. You don't have to do the makeup or wear heels. And you can just basically prance about. It's fantastic.
Brilliant.
It's gone down surprisingly well. We're really enjoying doing it.
Excellent stuff. Fingers crossed you can keep entertaining us here as well, Debbie.
I'll
and
try.
You can get through to play our machine for the £10,000 jackpot. Thomas, you're a medical student.
Yep.
Hoping to become, what, a GP?
Either a GP or a paediatrician.
Fantastic. How do people react to you now that you're a medical student? They all coming up to you asking you to diagnose them?
Had one or two people, family members and a few friends, ask what's the matter with me, and I'm just there. Knock out the foggiest sometimes.
So, look, hopefully you can do your best today. You can diagnose this machine, because what you need to try and get out of it is the answer to where all the counts are going to drop. Just £50 between you, so it's very, very close. Best of luck to both of you.
Thank you.
It's time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on the machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put the counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round will be today's winner and we'll be playing for £10,000. So, Debbie, it's your machine as you're just in the lead. Would you like to keep control or would you like to pass it to young Thomas?
Well, when I kept control last time, it didn't do me very well, so I think I might give it to young Thomas.
OK, Thomas, here we go. Good opportunity here for you. You get the first question. On which Radio 4 comedy panel show must players speak without hesitation, deviation or repetition? You can pass it to Debbie.
I have never listened to Radio 4 before.
Never?
No, so I'm going to have to pass it, as I wouldn't have the foggiest of what to say.
OK, Debbie, great opportunity here.
And I believe it is Just a Minute.
If you're right, Debbie, you steal this first counter. Is the answer Just a Minute? Yes. The fabulous Nicholas Parsons as the host, of course.
Indeed.
He's been going for years. Debbie, you get to put a counter into the machine.
Do you know what? I'm going to try something totally different. I'm going to try Drop Zone 4.
Fire up, please.
It's a surprise counter, so let's see if it can surprise me.
There you go.
Probably
let's get it down.
Not.
It's coming for that double, though. That'd be handy.
I don't think that's going to go flat, is it?
Yes, oh, it is.
OK. Pleasantly surprised.
Can we get something over that top shelf, Debbie?
Ah, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, OK, might get a couple.
Very nice indeed.
That's not bad.
Debbie, that's eight counters, including the one that's thrown itself out of the machine. £400. It was a surprise counter, and you've got a lovely £400. Let's put that into your bank.
Lovely,
that sends you up to £1,300. And, crucially, we come to you for your first question. What type of luxury vehicle, often built with an extra-long wheelbase, has a name connecting it to a region in France? You can pass this to Thomas.
Well, to be honest, I'm not 100% sure what this could be, so I'm going to pass it to the lovely young Thomas and see if he does have a bit of an idea. So okay.
Debbie doesn't want to take a risk on this one, Thomas, so your chance to steal one back. What do you reckon?
The only long vehicle I can think of is a limousine, and that sounds French to me, so I'm going to go with limousine, please.
Thomas, have you stolen this counter? If you're right, you put it in the machine. Is the answer limousine? Mais oui.
Hey, there
Genial.
You go, see?
It was a bit of a guess, mate.
It was a great guess. Let's stick the counter in the machine. Where are you going to put it?
I'm going to go somewhere new, and I'm going to try Drop Zone 3, please,
Everyone's
Ben.
Going a bit crazy now. Drop Zone 3, let's light it up. Nine counters. It's a nice top shelf there, Thomas.
I think
let's get a few over
the
there.
Wrong side.
Oh, look, good start.
There's two.
Okay.
There's two, Thomas. £100. And we'll put it into your bank. You're up to £950 and
okay.
You keep control. Time for your second question. Boris Yeltsin, Dmitry Medvedev and which other leader have held the posts of Prime Minister and President of Russia? You can can pass this to Debbie if you're not sure.
I think I'm going to pass, please, Ben.
Debbie, how are you with your Russian politics?
Well, I can only think of two names. I can think of Mikhail Gorbachev and Vladimir Putin as two names I know to do with Russia. Mm-hmm. Do you know what? I'm going to take a guess, and I'm going to say Mr. Gorbachev.
You're going to go with Gorbachev?
It's probably wrong, but...
You had Putin and Gorbachev. You've gone with Gorbachev. Thomas, what would you have said if I
would have said Vladimir Putin.
You would have gone with Putin.
You probably would have been right, wouldn't you?
Let's find out. Is he a right on student, or are you right with Gorbachev?
I expect he's right somehow.
Great steal if you've got this, Debbie. Is the answer Gorbachev?
Nah.
Putin.
Oh, you should trust yourself. I didn't think it was old enough.
Gorbachev only had the position of president of the Soviet Union, not Russia.
So
hard luck, Debbie. Went for it. Thomas, that was a good pass in the end. It's paid off nicely. You can get to put the counter into the machine. Come on out. Let's close this gap. Where are you going to go?
Top shelf on the right. Still looking quite full, so I'm going to stick drop zone 3, please, Ben.
Light it up, please. 7 counters, George 11 now, Thomas.
Oh, it's gone over that side again.
Yeah, but you could get the mystery prize.
It's flat.
You'd have 2 mystery prizes if that happens.
The mystery's gone over.
See, that's looking good.
There's a gap on the tipping point, though, isn't there?
Oh.
Hard luck, Thomas. You draw a blank with that counter. Debbie, we come to you for your second question.
OK.
Which of Queen Elizabeth II's children was first to be married? So you can pass this to Thomas.
I'm going to take a guess. I think it's Charles.
So you could have passed this to Thomas?
Yes, but he would probably know that because he's at university.
Thomas, what would you have said?
Prince Andrew.
You would have gone with Andrew before Charles.
But I really don't know. It would have been a complete guess.
So you've gone for it, Debbie. You've said Prince Charles. Thomas would have said Prince Andrew had you passed it to him. Let's find out. Should you have passed it or have you done the right thing, Debbie? Is the answer Prince Charles? Princess Anne.
Really?
Captain Mark Phillips in 1973. Charles didn't get married till 81 to Princess
Anne. You're right, yeah.
Thomas, the good news for you, you don't have to answer. You get the counter.
Excellent.
Where are you going to put it?
I'm sticking for the third time with drop zone 3, please, Ben.
Light it up, please.
1 over. There we go.
So we've got 2 over the tipping point, including the silver one that's made it onto the floor. £100. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So you're now up to 1,050. Debbie, you stay on 1,300. And Thomas, we come to you for your third and final question. East German Marita Koch has held which athletics world record since 1985? Do you know, or do you want to pass it to Debbie? But you think she might know her East German athletes?
I wouldn't be confident in giving an answer, so I think I'm going to have to pass, I'm afraid.
OK, Debbie.
I hate you, Thomas. It could be running, because athletics is always running. It could be a triple jump. It could be anything, couldn't it? And I clearly don't know enough about athletics to make a guess, so I'm going to say triple jump.
Let's find out, then. We've gone with triple jump. Is Marita Koch the world record holder in triple jump?
No, of course she isn't.
400 metres.
Oh! It was running.
It was running.
Oh, dear me.
Thomas, great pass again.
OK.
You get to put the counter into the machine. So, 5 counters now.
Drop zone 4 is looking quite full, so I think I'm going to move across to drop zone 4, please, Ben.
Let's do it. Light up drop zone 4 for Thomas. Hectic drop. Cut it down, though. Anything over the shell? Yes!
Oh,
here we go.
There you go.
Oh! 1 across the tipping points. That's £50. Just the 50, Thomas. It looked like it was going to be a lot more. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you on £1,100. Debbie stays on £1,300. And we come to you, Debbie, for your third and final question. In which game would you use a small plastic disc called a squidger? You can pass it to Thomas. Do you think he knows his squidgers?
Oh, you're doing the poker face, Thomas.
Don't know about that.
Regardless of what happens, I've had a great day and I'm going to pass it to Thomas. If he gets it right, he has earned this.
One last chance.
Yeah.
So, Thomas, a squidger, a small plastic disc called a squidger.
I know that possibly it could be the correct term for a tiddlywink. So I think I'm going to go
with
tiddlywinks, because I can't think of a game which I've played where I use a squidger.
So, Thomas, if you're right, you've got one last chance. You've played a great round three, but you're still short. If he's wrong, Debbie, you're playing for £10,000. Is it tiddlywinks? Yes, it is, Thomas.
Brilliant.
Well done. So, Thomas, we could do with something special here, because if you can get four counters out, you're your level with Debbie. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to stick with Drop Zone 4, just because there's a few on the top shelf which look closer to the edge.
OK, light up Drop Zone 4, please. It's all on the top shelf here, Thomas. Good luck.
Oh,
go on the right-hand side. Do you think he's done it, Debbie?
I think he has.
What's going to go? We need four to draw level. Thomas!
So close.
You needed four to draw level. It's three across the tipping point. £150, Thomas. You're
just
short. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. Gosh, when we look at the scores, you came so, so close.
Very
but Debbie,
close.
Well done. You are today's winner. Thomas, I'm afraid there's just £50 in it, but with £1,250, we have found your tipping point. At least you've won your golf lesson.
Exactly. I'm walking home with something today. So,
well done. Thanks for playing,
Thomas.
Debbie, you are today's winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put this and our jackpot counter into the machine. It's a little bit bigger, but Debbie, it's a whole lot better, because if you can get it out again, you're going to go home with £10,000. Can Debbie master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Debbie is our winner today. Debbie, well done. You've got yourself £1,300.
Thank you.
You are now going to take on our machine for £10,000. If you were to win, Debbie, what would you like to do with the money?
Well, it's quite boring, but I want to have a new bathroom fitted. And obviously anything over the top of that, shoes, clothes, and probably some new music equipment that I've been using for a long time and could do with updating.
OK.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed we can make that happen for you today. It's time to find out whether Debbie's going to win our £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put the jackpot counter into the machine.
Okay.
If you want to leave with £10,000, Debbie, all you need to do is get it out again. Here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two, or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. But, of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. Don't forget, there is still one double in there. Top of Drop Zone 4 on the left.
Yep.
Doesn't affect the jackpot counter, but it will still double anything that falls with it. If you get that double into the win zone, you could still leave with a decent amount of money. Having said that, it's the £10,000 we would love to send you home with. So, we need to put it into the machine, the jackpot counter. Where would you like to place it?
I've decided I'm going to go for Drop Zone 4, because if nothing else, there is the double counter and there is the mystery counter.
There is, yeah.
So
we could pick up a prize along the way and maybe even get that double down.
It's worth a try.
All right, let's light up Drop Zone 4, please. You've only used it once, so it's been waiting for you, Debbie.
It has. Let's see if it's going to be lovely to me. Let's give this a try.
Here we go. That's going to shift the double, hopefully. Come on.
That's a fairly good start. Oh, not really. That's
just the weight
start.
Of it. Just moves in and sits back.
Well, never mind.
Drop Zone 4, looking good. Let's have a look at the categories. Landmarks, hobbies, literature, television, politics, food and drink. You can take the subjects in any order you like, so when you're ready, if you'd like to give me your first subject and for how many counters?
Ben, I would like to start with politics for two counters, please.
Love a politics question for two counters, please. Famous for her shoe collection, Imelda Marcos is a former First Lady of which country? Philippines, China or Japan? Do you remember her?
I do. And I'm drawn immediately to the Philippines. That doesn't necessarily mean it's right, but I am going to go with my gut on this one and I'm going to say the Philippines.
Should we like Philippines?
Yes, please.
Let's take the Philippines, please. Was Imelda Marcos the First Lady of the Philippines? Yes!
That's a good start.
She had 3,000 pairs of shoes.
It makes my collection look quite reasonable, really.
Two counts is what we got, though. That's important. Let's get started. Drop zone 4?
I think so.
Light it up, please.
OK, let's see how we do. Come on, be good to me. You know you want to.
Is it a bit too far? Oh, it's a fraction out, isn't it?
Wait, it'll fill the gap. It'll fill the gap. Oh, no, it won't.
I might cover it.
Oh, well.
Where's that going?
You might knock something else off. No.
Okay.
Never mind.
We need to get it down and behind it. I think that's
we
the
do.
Thing. Drop zone 4?
I will try drop zone 4 again, though, please.
Light up drop zone 4, please. Straight in. Okay. Could come for the mystery.
It might do. Or it might just fill the gap.
Oh,
it's another rider. Oh, this isn't fair.
Two riders in one go.
Oh, well.
Not an ideal start.
No.
OK, let's go back to the categories. Landmarks, hobbies, literature, television, food and drink.
I'm going to take literature for 3, I think. I'm going to give that a try and see how I get on.
All right, literature for 3 counters, please. Who wrote the 1962 novel A Clockwork Orange? Anthony Burgess, William Golding or George Orwell?
See, I'm not sure. I could tell you who directed the film, but that's not really what you want to know here,
is it?
It's
not the question, no.
I'm going to take a wild stab in the dark and I'm going to say William Golding.
William Golding?
Yeah.
Let's light it up, please. Do you know who directed the film? But did William Golding write the book? Is it William Golding?
No.
Anthony Burgess.
Oh, see? If I'd gone for that one, I'd have been all
right.
You
would have been right, yeah. Oh. It was, of course, Stanley Kubrick who directed the film. OK, literature out of the way. That's gone. Let's go back to the categories. Landmarks, hobbies, television, food and drink.
Let's take a landmarks for 2.
OK, we'll have a landmarks question for 2 counters, please. What does the statue atop the Central Criminal Court or Old Bailey in London represent? Hope, revenge or justice?
I would like to think it's justice, really.
Shall we light it up?
Let's light up justice.
OK, we're going to go with justice, please.
See if I'm right.
2 counters if we're right. Is the answer justice?
Oh,
yes!
That's good.
Scales in one hand and a sword in the other.
Wow, that's good.
2 counters.
Drop zone 4.
Far up, please.
Let's see if it's going to be any fairer to me this time.
Now then, now
oh,
then.
It's flat, at least.
Oh, go on, go on. Yep, we needed that. We need to shift it.
Probably not going to put anything over. Oh, OK.
3.
That's good.
3 across the tipping point.
Happy lady.
£150. We're up to £1,450.
Okie dokie.
One more counter.
And I'll stick with drop zone 4, please.
Light it up, please. Go on, go on. Is that it?
Oh, it's
is it on it?
It's going to ride, I reckon, isn't it?
Come on, be flat. Be flat. Yes.
Ooh.
There you go. This is
Way.
What we needed. Shift some of those in front of it.
Go on, shift it.
There you go. Nice double
Might
shove.
Knock a couple off for me.
Well done.
That's nice. I like that.
But that's another 3, so another £150. The money has gone up very nicely, and look, we've got the jackpot counter to the edge of that top shelf.
That's good.
Let's go back to the categories. Hobbies, television, food and drink.
I'm going to take food and drink, and I'm going to try 3, I think.
All right, food and drink for 3 this time. What type of fish is used in the Scandinavian appetizer known as roll mops? Herring, perch or cod?
Well, the only one of that I've ever heard roll mops with is roll mop herring. So I am going to go with herring.
Shall we light up herring?
Let's light up herring.
We're going to go with herring, please. Is the answer herring? Yes!
See?
OK, 3 counters.
I think you know where we're going.
Drop zone 4, please. Slide it in there. Go on, stop there.
Oh, oh, oh. It could ride again.
Let's be
I don't
flat.
Know.
Ooh, it is.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Come on.
Tell you what, Debbie. Tell you what, Debbie. From nowhere, we are flying.
Oh.
Absolutely flying. Another 3 across the tipping point.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Another £150. We're up to £1,750.
Excellent.
Jackpot counters on the bottom shelf.
I know.
2 to go.
Drop zone 4, please.
Fire Ben. Up, please.
No.
That would have been 3 in a row. That would have been awesome.
Ooh, you cheeky beggar.
All right, one more to go.
Yeah, drop zone 4.
Light it up, please.
This time I'm going to do the Zen calm approach. That gets it. Oh, well, it might work. I don't know.
Let's get it flat. think it'll be all right if it's flat. Yeah.
Oh, that's OK.
Come on,
I'm going to ride another one there. Ooh.
All right, now. Debbie, come on. Another two across the tipping point, Debbie. That's another £100.
It is.
We're up to £1,850. Your jackpot counter has made it to the tipping point.
Oh, but we all know that doesn't mean it's going to tip.
Not necessarily, but you're close.
It's a good start.
You are very, very close. Let's have a look at the categories.
I am going to try hobbies, and I'm going to try for two.
OK. Hobbies for two counters, please. What is the equivalent American name for the board game Snakes and Ladders? Chutes and Ladders, Slides and Ladders, Tunnels and Ladders.
I didn't even know the Americans had a different name for Snakes and Ladders. I'm going to hazard a guess at B. I'm going to say Slides and Ladders because I have absolutely no clue.
Shall we light it up?
Yeah.
We're going Slides and Ladders, please.
It's probably Chutes, but there we go.
OK, if it is Slides and Ladders, we've got two counters and we're really, really close. If it's not, we've got one category left.
Yeah.
Is the answer Slides and Ladders?
No.
It was Chutes.
Oh!
Let's go to the last category, Debbie. Here we go. Television.
Let's try for three.
All right, TV for three counters, please. Steve Carell stars as Michael Scott in a US remake of which British comedy series? The Office, Gavin and Stacey, or The IT Crowd?
I'm pretty sure that is The Office, so I'm going to go for that.
Should we light it up?
Yes.
We're going to go with The Office, please. OK, we feel pretty confident about this one. If we're right, it's three counters. And you've seen what you've managed to do with the last three you've put in the machine.
That's true.
Is the answer The Office? Yes.
That's good.
Come on, then.
Right.
Stick them in.
Let's do it. Drop zone four.
Fire up, please.
Come on, be good to me. Tipping point machine, I have shared the love for you all day. Be good.
Where's that going?
It's going to do it again, isn't it? It doesn't like me. Oh, OK, it's flat, so I might get something.
Yeah. Depends where these fall as well. Watch the lateral
on that.
Look at that. Oh, I just edged it round. You're lining them up nicely,
yeah.
Two to go.
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light it up, please.
Ooh, could cut the tension with a knife.
Oh, I think that's too far, is it?
Well,
let's get that mystery.
I get something.
Go on, then. Lovely stuff.
I'm happier about that.
Four across the tipping point, which is £200, including the mystery counter that ends up on the floor, so up to £2,050. You've won yourself a mystery prize, which is a steam train ride with traditional afternoon tea, courtesy of intotheblue.co.uk.
Lovely.
Sounds like a lovely day, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
OK, last one, then.
Yep, let's put the last one in. Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Drop zone four, please. Played a great game here, Debbie. You've got all this way.
What will be, will be.
One more drop and you could win £10,000. Just gone. It's going to be too far, isn't it? It's flat.
It's flat.
Is it going to go over?
It might push something over, but... No.
Just split it a little bit. So, look, Debbie, £2,050. We're out of categories. We're out of questions, which means we are out of counters as things stand. But it's not over yet. I'm going to offer you one last chance to leave today with £10,000. As it is, you've got 2050. You can walk away with that right now if you want to, or you can trade it for three final counters to put into the machine in the hope of winning the jackpot. If you take the trade, nothing else in the machine has any value whatsoever. You'll leave with £10,000 or you leave with nothing at all. Will three counters be enough to win £10,000?
See, I always said if I got to this point, I would take what I've got and... Even though the jackpot counter is so close to the edge, I'm still going to stick with my guns and I'm going to take what I've got.
I'm going to ask you one last time. Would you like to take the trade or would you like to take the money?
I will take the money, please, Ben.
Congratulations, Debbie. It really, really well done. You're leaving with £2,050. But was that the right decision? Everyone's sitting at home saying, I want to find out.
Yep.
Shall we find out?
Let's find out.
Drop one. Now we think we know that's too far. Oh, is there a bit of lateral on that flat counter? Your first trade counter, Debbie. Debbie.
Oh!
One trade counter, that's all it took. £10,000 would have dropped had you taken it. But like you said, £2,050. It will sort your bathroom out.
It will. It will sort out my taps.
A bit of other bits and pieces as well.
Absolutely. I'm more than happy with that.
So you're leaving with a lovely amount of money. And, of course, you've won your steam train ride and traditional afternoon tea.
Quite.
Have you had a good day?
I've had a fantastic day.
Great stuff. It's been great having you on. Well done.
Thank you.
So Debbie leaves with £2,050. She's going to have a lovely train ride. If she'd just been a little bit braver, she would have gone home with £10,000. Would you be brave enough to take the trade? Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.